السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم، وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز، وی ہیو بین وٹنس ٹو اے نکاح. ایز آئی ہیو سیڈ دیٹ موسٹ آف دا ٹائمز وین ایور دیر از اے نکاح ہیئر، دین وی ڈسکس سم تھنگ اباؤٹ نکاح، سم تھنگ اباؤٹ چلڈرن، سم تھنگ اباؤٹ وائفز. اٹ ڈز ناٹ ریئلی مین دیٹ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دیٹ نکاح ان پرٹیکولر. اٹ از اے جنرل ٹاپک and it covers the relevant issues, things that are facing our ummah and our society. On Monday night in the majlis, I discussed this ayat which I just recited. It is appropriate that it be discussed again, because the audience that we have on a Monday night is different from the audience that we have on a Jummah occasion. So we cannot discuss what was discussed in one whole hour in a few minutes. Nevertheless, it's very important because it is related to marriage somehow or the other. If we have to look at it, it is related to marriage, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing the believers and saying, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O ye believers, Inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum, that from amongst your wives and children there are your enemies. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is encouraging marriage, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is encouraging marriage, Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives us the rights of children, the rights of wives, how they should be treated, how a person should associate with them, and the harms or the azab and punishment upon those who are abusive, those who do injustices. Now all those things Allah Ta'ala is mentioning himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions it in the hadith. But yet we are told that from amongst your wives, it means not all wives and not all children. I explained it in detail. You can get the tape of Monday night if you wish to. That it is not all wives and not all children, but there are some wives and some children. And again, Allah Ta'ala uses the word azwaj. And azwaj is the plural of zawj. And it is used for spouses. That means it can be both ways, that from amongst your husbands, that means those wives who are married, it doesn't mean one wife having more than one husband, but from those who are married, so their husband, or from those who have wife or wives, or those who have children, then from amongst them, some of them could be enemies. Now what kind of enemies? One is the enmity that we know, which we read of, which we hear of, and which we are witnessing in abundance in our societies, nationally and internationally, where wives are planning to do away with their husbands for monetary gain, or for some other reasons. Sometimes there is some other illicit love relationship that has developed. In most cases, the husbands are the cause of those kind of problems, because they give them free access to everything that is haram. They send them to work at places where they are going to be in contact all the time with strangers. Sometimes that person that she is working with is far more handsome than this husband. Sometimes he is far more active than this husband. Sometimes that person is far more intelligent than this husband that she has in the house. So as a result now, or then she watches a lot of television. So as a result, what happens is that now her heart is gone somewhere else. So then there are plannings after that, how to get out of this marriage. So sometimes it leads to murders and killings, that to get out of the way. Sometimes the wives plan the murder of the husband, and sometimes the husbands plan the murder of the wife. Sometimes it could be for insurance policies, and it could be for many other reasons. We all are well aware of all the different reasons why husbands are getting rid of their wives sometimes, and wives are getting rid of their husbands. Allah Ta'ala is warning that sometimes it could be your wives that are enemies, and sometimes it could be your children that are enemies. Meaning that sometimes the wife, sometimes the spouse, as I said, could be the husband also. Now one is that enmity which I just explained, that is worldly, for worldly reasons. And the other enmity is this, that the wives become an obstacle in the path of these husbands progressing spiritually. And sometimes it is the children that become an obstacle in the path of those parents progressing spiritually. And sometimes it is the husbands that have become an obstacle in the path of the wives progressing spiritually. So it is a reaction after the person has engaged in certain actions, there will be a reaction. But look at what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is informing. Of course, as far as the background is concerned, it does not mean it now, it is only that one incident. That there were some Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, that they accepted Islam after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had migrated. After he had left Makkah Mukarramah and gone over to Madinah Tayyibah, that's when they accepted Islam. Those who had already accepted Islam, there was no question of them remaining behind. There was an order and a call to make hijrah. Everyone had to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Tayyibah. And I explained that although Kaaba Sharif was there, Zamzam was there, Safa and Marwa was there, 100,000 sawab was there, but yet the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is making hijrah and going to Madinah Tayyibah. So we're not going to do calculations that you're going to get so much sawab here. Now the sawab will be joining Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and going to Madinah Sharif, because that was the hukam of Allah Ta'ala at that time. So now those people who were accepting Islam after this incident had taken place, after they had made hijrah, they too were ordered to make that hijrah and come over to Madinah Sharif. But some of those wives and children became an obstacle. They said, we can't accept that, that we accepted your conversion to Islam, but now you want to leave us and go away to Madinah Sharif. Sometimes, for other reasons, they were prevented from going over to Madinah Sharif immediately. Now, when these Sahabas, when these companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when they arrived in Makkah, Madinah Sharif, they saw that those who had already made hijrah with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they had gone far ahead because of their companionship, because of the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, which was permeating the whole city of Madinah Sharif. Now those who were with him all the time, they were receiving that all the time. So they too had already developed that kind of akhlaq in them, that kind of moral, that kind of character, that kind of honesty, that kind of truthfulness, that kind of charity, that kind of sincerity, that kind of ibadah, that kind of zikr, that kind of tilawat, that kind of contentment, that kind of tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, that kind of qurb and marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Now all those things they had already developed. Now these people came later, they saw these people had progressed so much. So obviously then they became angry upon their wives and children. That they became the means, or they were the obstacles, they did not allow us to make this hijrah immediately. Now see how we have been left behind. So they planned to take very harsh action upon these children and upon these wives. Or it was the other way around, and then the husbands became the obstacle. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now interceding on behalf of these wives and children, that don't take harsh action. Don't beat them up. Don't throw them out of the house. Don't bowl them out. Instead of that, if they are apologizing, if they're saying we are sorry, then don't be harsh. Don't be hard. It's not going to help. It's going to make them more arrogant. Instead, what you should do, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that if you pardon, وَتَصْفَهُ you overlook, وَتَغْفِرُ and you forgive, then Allah Ta'ala is also most forgiving, most merciful. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is saying that that is not the way to bring about a change in the life of wives or children or husbands who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. That you beat them up or you swear and you curse and you throw them out. That is not the way that they are going to change. Now, how relevant it is to our times also. So many people after reading in Dua-e Qunut, وَنَخْلَعُوا وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَغْجُرُ, which means that those people, O Allah, who are disobedient to you, then we distance ourselves from them, we break off all relationship with them, we have nothing to do with them, we boycott them totally. I'm just giving you a meaning. So they threw the children out of the houses. If it was the wife, they threw her out. The husband, then the wife said, I want to have nothing to do with him. Whereas it did not mean that. What it meant was, if there is something to do with the belief and the aqai, that if there was a'tiqadi, meaning concerning aqai, then beliefs, that the person is a Muslim, he's married to a Muslim woman, or the woman was not a Muslima, but now she accepted Islam and became a Muslim, or the husband, now he changed, he became a Muslim, then they made nikah. Now if one of them has to say that I'm not interested in Islam, I'm going to go to the church, I'm going to go to the temple, I'm going to continue with my prayers and worship as I was doing in the religion of the past that I was following, so then this is now kufr. So there we will say definitely that there must be a total end to that kind of relationship. There must be no more husband and wife relationship. There must be complete distancing oneself from the other. But where the person sometimes is negligent with his salah, sometimes is negligent with his zakah, or sometimes is negligent with some other aspects in his life, or the wife is negligent somewhere, or somebody in the house is watching the filth on the television screen, and the other person is affected, or there's somebody is addicted to music, somebody is addicted to drugs in the house. So now what is the cure for that? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system seems to be this. And he is informing us that instead of being very harsh and throwing them out of the houses, as I explained that night on Monday, that if you're going to throw them out of the houses and kick them out and boot them out, where they are going to go? They're going to go onto the streets. Then they will end up selling drugs. They will end up buying and selling drugs. And there are lots of people out there who are waiting for such kind of fish. So they will catch them and then they will start making them buy and sell those drugs. All girls have gone on to prostitution. Young boys have gone on to all kinds of other filth and haram actions. This is what is going to happen, or they will end up in the jailhouses. And then that same father and mother will then cry and then bring them out again. So instead of all that, talk to them, speak to them, make others speak to them, give them the right company, encourage them to go and participate in the right programs, send them to those places where there will be a kind of a change in their hearts, a desire to reform and change. Millions of people around the globe have changed. Aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise, aise waise ho gaye. That means how many people, they were drug addicts, they were drunkards, they were hooked on so many other kinds of haram, but when they found the right company, when they found the right majalis and programs, when they found the right direction in life, then it changed their lives totally, and they even became great waliullahs. And how many of them were quite high up there, but when arrogance and pride and vanity and everything came into their hearts, then they fell right from the top and they came crashing down onto the ground. Because the higher you climb, the more careful you have to be. The person who falls from the first rung of the ladder, he may just have a slight bruise. That's all. And there's nothing much to talk about it to his bruise also. Because just a slight bruise. But if the person is going to fall from the 99th step of the ladder, where one step was left to reach, then he's going to crack his skull and his bones will break. So those who are with their namaz, roza, zakat, ibadat, tilawat, they are going higher and higher, so they have to be more on guard. Don't allow pride to come into the heart. Don't think that this is all our karamat and our greatness. Make more shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't look down upon those people who are still engaged in those kind of sins that we were engaged in at one time. Have compassion, have mercy, have kindness. If a person's own son is drug addict, will he go around blasting everywhere his hooter that my son is a drug addict? If a person's own wife is gone on wrong track, will he go around announcing in the whole country? If a person's own son, his own daughter is gone on the wrong line, will he go around? What will he do? He will go to somebody who can speak to them, bring them out of that haram. He himself will talk. And some people will even go to the money-making, taweez makers, see what you can do. And those people will keep saying, yes, yes, we got some taweez to put him right. Taweezers don't put these things right. So first of all, we have to check where have we gone wrong. If it is our fault, if it is our mistake that our children have gone onto those drinks and drugs and vices and evils, that we ourselves have provided for them in every room a separate television screen so that late night they can watch whatever they wish to watch. So then we must blame ourselves. Whether we like it or not, we must blame ourselves. Because we cannot seem to suppress those evil desires that are coming into our own hearts. So as a result, we allow everything to happen. But if it is not our fault, and I explained that night on Monday, that look at Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and yet his son would not even accept Islam. So can we say that the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he showed some kind of weakness in his tarbiyah of his son? In the same way, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time it was permissible to marry a kafira, so his wife was a kafira. She did not accept Islam. So can we say that Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam showed some weakness? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's father, he used to manufacture and make idols of stone. Now can we say Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a deficiency, na'uzu billah, in his hikmah of presenting Islam to his father? Look at the ayat of the Quran Sharif, with what hikmat and what wisdom he presented those ayat. So sometimes it is a test from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore in the ayat after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna, that these wives and children are a test for you. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that a time will come that when the destruction of the person will be due to his wife or to his children, or the other way around. But generally that is mentioned because the husband will now have such love for that wife. Now this is not enmity now, this is outwardly portraying great love. But in that great love for the wife and the great love for those children, he will disobey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will earn haram just to make them enjoy life, luxuries and all the shows and all the other entertainment and all the other pleasures with other children are demanding. So this husband or this father will say that I too have to provide and may keep them happy. So as a result, he too will engage in those kind of activities. He may even steal, he may borrow on interest, or the person may do other kinds of things which will be haram. And as a result, his destruction will come because of these wives and children. And sometimes the person wants to see his wives and children after him also enjoy life. He says, I want them to enjoy life even after me. So as a result, what he does, now again he engages in those same kind of things, borrow money on interest, take properties on bond and keep on paying interest, or the person is concealing and hiding the defects in the article, or he is hijacking containers, or he is part of syndicate that is looting and that is hijacking cars, and so many different things people do just to make plenty of money so that their wives and children may enjoy a good life. So is this enmity or is this love? This is hatred, this is enmity. That's what Allah Ta'ala is talking about. That from amongst your wives and your children, and I explained that it is referring to spouses also, so that there are enemies. So as a result, you have to be very, very cautious. Because they are now going to cause you harm in this world. Because if he is arrested and put into prison, then to you will be harm. And if he is not arrested, then to his feeding you haram. And in haram, the word haram, when it is spelled, I always say it is spelled H-A-R-A-A-M. So there is harm in it too, and there's double A meaning harm, double. There's double harm. And now we go one step further, that if you take the R out, then it is H-A-A-A-M. There's great harm in haram. There's no way that any person can enjoy haram. It is going to take its effect. On a Muslim and a believer, it cannot go without having its effect. And we're not only talking about chicken issues here. That's about the only thing we know. There are people that go to casino, they sit down there, and then they're gambling away, but when the food comes, they want to know, is the chicken halal? So we're not talking about those issues. talking about in general life matters, everything that is haram, there's great harm. So therefore what we have to do is take these lessons. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving us this lesson. May Allah ta'ala give me, give you and all the tawfiq of understanding this ayat of the Quran Sharif and making amal on it. As for the nikah that took place today in this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, we make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unite their hearts in love, compassion, mercy for each other. Allah ta'ala bless them with marital life of bliss and happiness. Unite them on taqwa. And Allah ta'ala bless them with children who will be pious, righteous, and those who will be obedient to Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the parents. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problem of the mankind around the globe, wherever there's drought and famine and AIDS and all other kinds of things, and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever they are suffering, may Allah ta'ala remove the suffering, the pain, the tests and the trials of akhirat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.